gratitude does not mean settling for less. This is a topic na Miu and I had been conversing for the past months. You know, kasi as most of you know, the elections concluded and it's a very disappointing election. And I don't want to speak more about it, but I just want you to know that I'm very disappointed and I'm quite furious. But I took the time to analyze what the hell went wrong, you know. And pansin ko na it's because of the mentality of the Filipino. And napansin ko na there is something wrong with the mentality of the Filipino, of us Filipinos. The mentality that we have, you know, we are accustomed to settle for less. And we try to console it with gratitude. We try to hide. We use gratitude to sugarcoat what we really feel. And okay, if you don't know what I mean is this. Diba nung bata tayo? Ewan ko sa inyo kung naranasan niyo yun, but I did. I definitely did. When I was a kid, you know, pag nakikita ko na konti, isang pirasong Shanghai lang yung ulam, and then I would ask, wala na po ba tayong ibang ulam? I'd ask that. And then, the elders will say na, uy, masama yan. Kailangan magpasalamat ka, meron ka ng ulam. And okay, before you go out, quit, and you know, exit this podcast, I want you to listen to me first. I want you to listen why I think that this mindset is a very wrong mindset. You know, naisip ko rin yung quote. Nakita niyo yung quote, or I don't know, it's a movie quote or a book quote or any quote. I don't know. It says na there was this girl holding a bowl of cereal, and she asks, "Bakit mas marami yung cereal niya?" Tapos sabi sa kanya, you don't compare how much cereal you have. You be thankful na meron kang kinakain. Na you just have enough. While this sends a message of gratitude, this also trains your mind or you know, this shapes your mind that you shouldn't have more, or you shouldn't have just as much as kung anong meron sa ibang tao. And you know, that's partly correct. If you have only natingi lang yung cereal mo and sa kanya isang box ng cereal, that's fine. But pag nakita mo naman na merong dalawang malaking pack ng dalawang malaking bag ng cereal, tapos sa kanya nilagay isang bowl, sa'yo nilagay kalahati. Hindi ka ba magtatampo? Hindi ba sasama yung loob mo? Tapos sasabihin lang sa'yo na, hoy, masama yan. You should be grateful. And that's where I think it's wrong. And before you storm out, before you go out, let me tell you why. I think that that's a wrong mindset. Because I've seen how much abundance there is in this world. How I've seen how much resources we have in this world. I've seen how much happiness there is in this world. So I don't want me to have less than what I deserve to be. And don't call me a hypocrite. And don't try to, baka ikaw lang yan, baka ganyan. No. Many people do it. And some of you who are listening here right now also do it. Nagagawa nyo yan sa love life nyo eh. When you're in a relationship and, you know, nasaktan kayo, niloko kayo, nag-cheat sa inyo yung partner nyo, na-disappoint kayo, sasabihin nyo, I don't deserve this. And that is true. You don't deserve that. But why are you only applying it sa relationships nyo? Why are you not applying it in other areas in your life? Why are you not applying it pag bumoboto kayo ng tao sa Senado? Why are you not applying it pag gusto nyong, when you want to accumulate more wealth, when you want to have more happiness? Why are you not applying it? Bakit sinasabi mo lang sa sarili mo na, hindi, okay lang, basta meron? If you keep thinking na okay lang basta meron, you will not receive the grace, the blessings na hinanda ni Lord para sa iyo. I honestly believe kasi na we are made to be blessed. We are here in this world to appreciate the beauty of it, the greatness of this world. And how are we going to appreciate the bigger things in life if we won't let ourselves to experience, to have those kinds of things? Kasi pag iniisip na natin na okay lang, basta meron. Pag iniisip na natin yung ganun, hindi na papasok yung blessings. Hindi na papasok yung grace na hinanda sa'yo ni Lord. Hindi na papasok yung iba't ibang blessing. Kasi okay lang. Okay na ako dito. Sapat na to. And that's where I think the mindset of the Filipinos got us wrong. You know, all I'm saying is, you know, I might be portraying the wrong message. You might get the message wrong, but bottom line, what I'm really saying here is you can be grateful for the things that you want. You know me personally, I am very ecstatic about gratitude. I preach gratitude. I implore people to be grateful for the things that they have. I vouch for gratitude. If you personally know me, you know that, right? You've seen it. But I want you to understand that you can be grateful for the things that you want. And at the same time, work hard. At the same time, make yourself better. Improve yourself so that you can have more. And you know why that's not wrong? Because if you have more, then you can give more. And that's what I want. I want to give more. I want to share more. That's why I want more for myself. And at the same time, I'm thankful for every single thing that nangyayari sa buhay ko. Whether it's the good or the bad things, I'm grateful for it. But that doesn't mean I'm going to settle for less. And I don't want you or anybody in this world to settle for less. I don't want anybody in this world to settle for less than what they deserve in life. God put you here, right? And God put you here because He wants you to experience the beauty of this world. So let that beauty come into your life. Don't settle for less. Be thankful, but don't settle for less. Be thankful and want more because you deserve more. More than the heartbreaks, more than the disappointments, more than the mediocre life that you have right now. You deserve more, man. I can't stress this enough. You deserve more. So be grateful for the things that you have right now. Say thank you. Appreciate it. But go on and improve yourself. And try to find ways that you can have a better life. That you can have more. That's all I'm saying. And I don't know if this resonates with anything, but if I made sense, please let me know. If I don't, if you disagree with the points that I have, if you've seen any loopholes with it, let me know. Let's have a talk. Let's have, let's try to figure out what the things are, what the things really mean in this world. So, yeah, I guess this ends for this episode. I'm sorry I could not post as often as I would because, you know, the election has been really threw me off. So, yeah, but right now I'm trying to get back on track. So let me know what would you like to hear more. I'll be posting one again soon, hopefully this weekend. And so let me know what you guys want to hear. Again, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you haven't been following me, please follow me on Instagram. It's @smalltalkpodcasts. That's the Instagram page for this podcast. I post quotes, content, and snippets from my podcast and my videos there. So please, please support it. Also, if you haven't been following the podcast, subscribe to it or follow it on Spotify or on Apple Music, whatever you are listening to. And that's all for this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Peace, and talk to you guys next episode.